Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Bow, bow, bow. G'day, Sam.
G'day, what's up?
What's up? Still stunned by the mullet. Beautiful as...
Would you say you're a stunned mullet?
I would say I'm a stunned mullet by your stunning mullet. We're talking vampires, spooky season.
Yeah, so I love Halloween. That's no secret.
No, it's not.
One, I'm gay, so it's really just... That's the thing. Halloween and gays go together like peanut butter and jam. I'm going to 3 Halloween parties this October. It's crazy.
Amazing.
I love it.
What, have you got costumes sorted already?
I've already done one of them.
Oh, okay. What was that?
I was Johnny Depp from Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one.
Nice.
Freaky
deep
one.
Deep cut. And tomorrow I'm going as a piece of glitter.
Oh my God. How are you going to achieve that?
I don't want to give spoilers.
Okay. You send us a photo.
You'll send you a photo.
We'll post it online.
So I thought, let me find like a spooky show to watch. So Amazon Prime Video has this show called Reginald the Vampire, and it stars Jake.
What a name.
What a name. Just so everyone got it. Reginald the Vampire on Amazon Prime Video. Because I know I talk quite fast through the titles sometimes. starring Jacob Batalion from Spider-Man, the new Marvel movies.
Oh, he's quite cool.
He's Ned, the best friend, comic relief character. And this show is so bad.
Oh,
And I will bring you guys some trash TV sometimes because I enjoy trash TV. But this show isn't even bad in like a...
Fun way?
It's not bad in a fun way. I was watching it and I was like, I don't know if I can even get through the first episode.
Oh, God.
It was so flat. I don't know who wrote the script. I don't know what was going on with this show got greenlit. I don't know what the actors did on the day. I think they only did one take of every single line because it felt like a rehearsal and I don't know what was going on.
Oh, gosh.
It was just... It blew my mind because I can get through TV. I can charge through some episodes of a show I don't particularly like. This show, I was literally, I tried to finish the second episode and I was like, I can't even get to the end of this.
Wow.
And they're only they're 40 minute episodes, which is far too long for the show as well. There's nothing happening. And I was like, wow, I've just devoted an hour of my life to this show and I feel sad about it.
So
sometimes I give 10 hours of my life to a show that I don't like and I'll be like, that's fine.
That's good. I live and I learn. So what's actually the show supposed to be about?
So this is good. This show is based on a book called Fat Vampire, which is apparently quite a good book and quite well loved. And
I think on Twitter I've seen people talk about how they liked that book. It seems to be like funny and clever and all the things you'd hope from, you know, a campy vampire book.
Yeah, and it's kind of like based around the idea of how all vampires that we see in popular media are these beautiful, skinny, ripped, gods and goddesses walking among the earth, you know. The Twilights.
The Twilight vibe, yeah.
Yeah, and vampires are always sexy and they're always the desirable creatures. They're theorized in psychology as one of the most desired monsters to be.
Yeah.
Which is why people like them so much, because they want to be like a vampire. You don't want to be a zombie, you don't want to be a swamp thing, but you want to be
a vampire.
and that's what the book's all about. But they, you can tell clearly how much the show wanted to pull back from being too outrageous and pulling too many punches by simply the name change. Instead of going Fat Vampire, they went Reginald the Vampire because they didn't want to alienate anyone. And the show is meant to be about being a bigger person and getting discredited by society for your size, which is obviously terrible and horrible and no one should feel like that. And it tries to deliver words, it tries to deliver lines about, you know, Reginald's way and all that kind of stuff. And it just comes across as this wasn't a show written or produced by fat people, I don't think. It just it lacked any of that actual emotional intelligence around.
So it sort of lost what made the book good, is what you're saying.
Because it was trying to be too safe. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing is, you know, when you're trying to make a commentary on something like that, it works well when it's being made by people who can work out where the joke is and where the joke is in a way that's punching up, obviously, and having that commentary. But if you don't have people in the writer's room who can help you understand where the funny is and where the line is as well, then you end up with just flat nothingness.
I mean, I will compare this show very similarly, and this is a real big throwback to a review I did ages ago, Insatiable on Netflix. I crashed that show because I was like, this was not written by a fat person. This is just someone's revenge fantasy around being fat. And the show, everyone on the show is so mean, and not in the societal way that like society is mean to fat people.
Yeah.
Just outwardly mean. And I'm like, you're really missing some...
I don't really mind if you get eaten by a vampire.
Yeah. And also there's some really cool ways you can compare vampirism and, you know, like eating disorders, because, you know, they've got to feed on blood. They don't have a choice. It's a compulsion. There's like tenuous links.
And there has been actually really amazing, like a lot of graphic novels that dive into that. And so it's not charted waters having those kind of interesting science fiction conversations.
And it doesn't do any of that. There's some amazing shows out there about fat people, like Shrill, which we've reviewed, which I loved. Please watch that show. It's fucking brilliant. Oh my God, I swore. I'm so sorry. It's after nine, I
think. You're fine.
Okay. It's after nine. Sorry, the authority. I'm sorry. I'm flustered now. I'm flustered. But yeah, this show doesn't do any of that. And it's quite funny because this is my way of like sneaking in a recommendation under a review, because this show is bad. Please don't watch this show.
Okay.
Don't even be curious about this show. Just forget it exists, because it's just that bad. Like, this will be my worst show of the year. Hands down worst show of my year.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I am actually kind of dying to watch a little bit of it now, because as you say, you love trash. Like, good trash, we love it. This is not even in that realm, so no. I'm kind of fascinated.
It's just not doing anything. Like, it's literally not doing anything for anybody.
It's given nothing.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how the show got made. I don't know how it got budget. I don't know how it got put on a streaming service. Because you make one episode and you go, is this good? And then you go, oh, it's not good. Let's not continue.
That's what pilots are for, yeah.
Yeah, and this... I'm riled up.
So what is your recommendation?
So Alice Sneddon's Bad News, which is run through the spin-off. Absolutely amazing documentary series that has been going for 3 seasons now, and yep. I've watched every season because I love it. They did a really cool episode on New Zealand's approach to fat people and how we view it in the medical community and all that kind of stuff, and it was really good, and I recommend everyone go watch that instead, because that has way more commentary on what it means to be fat in society than this stupid show.
Yeah, awesome. I have seen that episode of Bad News. It is bloody brilliant, as everything Alice Sneddon does is. We'll put the link in the podcast after the show. Don't watch Reginald the Vampire, do watch Bad News. Thank you very much, Sam.
Hey, you're welcome.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.